Endicott College baseball coach Brian Haley is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Nationally ranked, big senior day events coming up tomorrow, Saturday. But Brian, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
I know I've been trying to reach out to you for a couple of days here, and then today in the Salem News, there's a big story on Endicott baseball, and so I'll try to put a link up to that on this post here, but explain to our listeners what the national ranking, how you kind of interpret this national ranking for this team.
I mean, it's just recognition of a good start to a season, nothing more than that. I don't think we try to pay too much attention to it. I think we want to focus on each game at hand, you know. So it's nice to be recognized, but ultimately it doesn't really get you anywhere. So that's the way we look at it.
No, I get that. And so let me have you go through some of the highlights of this season and some of the performances, because to have that national ranking, you've got to have some solid pitching, some great defense, timely hitting, and all kinds of things. So that's a pretty encompassing question. I get that, but let's start with your pitching, if you could. Share more about your pitching staff with us.
Yeah, I mean, at the top, we've had Ryan Schwade and Gabe Van Emmon kind of being our top one and two for our conference games, and prior to that, you know, going out there at the top of the rotation and doing a tremendous job for us. Nick Cannata has jumped back into the mix for us. He was kind of building up slowly with some health-related issues earlier in the season. He's kind of found his form and pitched a gem against Colby recently. Jordan Gottesman's another starter who's building back up. He had a Tommy John surgery, unfortunately, last year, and he's kind of regaining his form. So those are probably our top four starters. And then from there, the bullpen, Max Tarlin, Chris Jenkins have been absolutely phenomenal the whole way through for us. And there's a number of other pitchers, too, Ian Parent, John Conley, some freshmen, Brady Stewart, you have Kyan Bagshaw, Ryan Walton, Evan Scully. There's quite a few that have contributed and done a great job for us. I'm probably missing a few, and I apologize if I do, but that's the core of our pitching staff thus far.
So let me ask you about the team's offense, if you will. Are you, kind of a small ball team or a long ball team or a combination?
I think it just depends on the day, you know, and who we're facing. I think we do have quite a bit of power in the lineup. We have a bunch of physical young men who've worked really hard in the weight room, so we certainly can hit for power. And we do have a lot of extra base hits, but they can run too. So when we see the opportunities to take bags and create free bases for ourselves, we do. So I'd say certainly a little bit of both. We're able to play on kind of both phases of that.
All right. If you were to single out a speedster on the base paths and then a power hitter, one, two of both, who would you single out?
I think the speedster is a little easier. Caleb Spurr has taken quite a few bags this year. I think he's getting close to 30. I haven't looked at the stats recently, but he's certainly in that mix. He's probably our top base stealer. And then power-wise, I mean, I think you'll see, if you look at our stats, there's probably six guys with, you know, closing in on double-digit home runs. So it's kind of a wide array of guys that can beat you with a long ball.
All right, and let's just circle back around and go back to the defense here, position players, and who are these guys that are, you know, so important to this this mixture, if you will.
Yeah, you have John Mulready, a local guy from Peabody behind the plate. He's been our starting catcher. He's backed up by Tom Barberi, who's been outstanding. Those are our two catchers. At first, Jake Nardone from Wakefield has been outstanding, and these guys are all really good defenders. I think we're one of the better teams nationally on defense as well. You have Rob Wachowski at second. TJ Laponis is a freshman who's been playing a great shortstop for us. He's kind of locked it down for us there, and Kyle Grabowski at third. And on the outfield, we have a group of returners, Nick Notarangelo in left. We have Caleb Spurr in center, and then we have Joe Millar in right. So those guys have been pretty consistently out there throughout the course of the year. We've had a few injuries where they may have missed a few games here and there, but most of them are on the field.
All right, so it's homecoming tomorrow. Tell us about that day, and if fans want to get out, obviously it's a great place to watch a baseball game over at Endicott. So give us the preview on what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's senior day, so all the seniors will be recognized pregame. We had to bump the start time up a little because of the impending weather in the afternoon, but I do anticipate getting two games in against Wentworth, two nine-inning games. That'll start at 10 a.m. And yeah, it's certainly, we always love having fans there. We get quite a few fans from the college, the students and parents, and the more the merrier, certainly, and from the local area when the games get a little bit bigger. We had quite a crowd for the Super Regional last year here, probably over 1,000 people kind of surrounding the field, which was a great environment for our guys to play in. So, yeah, anytime someone wants to come out, get up here. It's no charge, so you don't have to pay anything. It's a great family environment, too. So, like I said, the more fans, the better.
Well, the other thing, too, is the college season goes by, you know, wraps up quickly here in the month of May, at least the regular season. So you really have, it's almost like less than 2 weeks, if I'm looking at the schedule here correctly. Yeah, less than 2 weeks of the regular season, correct?
Correct. So 7 more games to get us to our 40 regular season games, and the playoffs, the conference playoffs will start the following Wednesday. I believe it's the 10th, and that'll run through the weekend, and then you know, if we're fortunate enough to take care of business there, then move on to the NCAA tournament, which basically every weekend or surrounding a weekend, Thursday to a Sunday, there'll be games.
Well, it's been a very successful athletic year, if you will, from September to now for Endicott College Athletics, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we follow each other a lot around here. The coaches are pretty close. RJ Tolan's a close personal friend, the hockey coach, Joe Calabrese, the soccer coach. Obviously, Paul's done a great job with football, and Kevin with basketball, and then the women's sports have been tremendous as well, with, you know, Coach Kenyon with soccer, Coach Apollo field hockey. I could keep naming them all. Coach Betancourt with softball. But no, I think Brian Wiley's done a great job of kind of setting the tone for the culture of the department, and we all like to win and we all like to support each other.
Well, Brian, anything else you want to share with us about your team, or a note or two, a player note maybe I didn't ask you about, or something that you think's important about the culture at or whatever at with Endicott Baseball?
Yeah, I just think understanding that, like, this is about more than baseball. It's about, you know, balance of life, and these young men kind of learning and growing from a college experience, which are some of the most important years of their lives, and then moving on from there. I think, you know, as we look to recruit players and focus on player development, certainly baseball is a key component, but I think that life skill component is even more valuable. When they leave here, we want them to be better people than when they came in. And, you know, I think that's what we really care about the most, to be honest with you. This winning is great, but in the end, you know, I think when they leave here, we want them to be better than when we came in and more successful in whatever, you know, endeavor they choose, and just be a good family person and be a good man of character. So that's something I think is important that people know about us and what we're all about.
Well, that all makes sense. Brian, thanks so much for your time. And obviously to you, the coaching staff, congratulations on all that you've been able to accomplish. Actually, I have one more question, Brian. You're not off the hook this easy here. Frank DeFelice, now he was on your coaching staff, legendary North Shore baseball coach, football coach as well. So you got to share a story with us about Frank DeFelice and Endicott Baseball.
I tell you what, I have so many stories. We'd be on this line for about a couple hours. but I'll just tell you, he's one of my favorite people on earth. You know, he was with me in the dugout for, I'd say, 10-plus years. He stepped away from that role. He calls himself a consultant now. And I certainly call him often just to get his insight and talk to him about life and talk to him about baseball. He's certainly forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. A legendary coach, but even a better person. I'd be hard pressed to find a better person in the world than Frank DeFelice. So we miss having him around day to day, but he shows up when the weather's right. And the more the weather gets nice, the more we get to see him. So I'm hoping the weather turns and we get to see him soon.
All right, we'll see if he shows up tomorrow. But, hey, Coach, give me an example of something that over the years, something he might have, if he was on the bench, that he shared with you for insights on the game. What does he see that others don't see?
I just think all the little details of the game he's so in tune to. And I'm not going to pick one specific thing because there's so many. I just think understanding the way he sees the game, and when you gain experience in baseball, you're just more in tune to, you know, defensive positioning, a hitter's approach at the plate, what the pitcher's trying to do to get you out, you know, maybe a pitcher's tipping pitches, insight into our own players and, you know, their confidence level. And I just think he's really, really observant and really in tune to everything going on in the field. I don't think I've found too many better than him.
I also think something that goes unnoticed in baseball is the anticipation of what's to happen next. And that's a big piece of having experience, anticipating what might happen or most likely to happen in a coming pitch, so to speak. Yeah.
No, absolutely. You're right about that. You got to know what to do with the ball when it's hit, and you know, you hope to be in the right position and go from there. But yeah, Frank was a master coach. There's no question about it.
There you go. Well, Brian, again, thanks so much for your time. Congrats to you, the team, the coaching staff on what you've been able to accomplish. And we'll be following you down the stretch here in the next few games.
Thanks so much, Bill. I appreciate what you're doing and keep spreading the word on our sports around the North Shore and beyond.
You got it. Brian Haley with us, baseball coach, Endicott College, here on MSONewsSports.com.